Okay, bing me. You bing me, I'll slap a hoe.
Emails.podbean.com.
It's Google, motherfucker.
Welcome to the call to Ian, you cop-sucking motherfucking dog shit ass cunt bitch.
To the stage is the guy who thought he was going up next the last time, so you might have seen him awkwardly creep almost onto the stage and then turn around dejected. So we're going to give him an even bigger round of applause right now. Let's welcome Ian Ellis.
Guys, I got bumped by Steve Zinsky. He's an open micer. They were like, no, Ian, not you. I was all excited because Jack was like a good friend of mine. I was like, I didn't know we were friends. Turns out we're not. This is a diverse audience tonight. You know, we got like an Asian person. Bunch of white people. There's a biker gang here. When Jack said, please do not take your drinks outside, he was talking to the biker gang. You guys look like a bunch of delinquents. It's Naperville. Get it together, okay? If you feel insulted by that, Jack will be alone in the parking lot for approximately 10 to 10:15. When you guys are worried about the cameras, don't worry about it. I'll take care of them. He said, I look like the valedictorian for Joliet Junior College. Fuck you, Jack Baker. He's like, you know those pamphlets that come with the pamphlets for the military? You'd be on the front of that. You look like ITT Tech was a second choice. A second chance to get your fucking life together. Stab him in the parking lot. Guys, I have a day job. It's great. Shut up. Every day I show up exactly 1 minute late. Because I'm extremely punctual. I'm also not a tool. I know how to stick it to the man. Not gonna get me. It's 1 minute. Write me up. I got a fucking union rep, B. Fuck you. First thing I do is I go to the bathroom. I'm a motherfucking G. Show up late, go to the bathroom. Fuck you. Corporate America. Guys aren't that baller. After that, I start heading to work. And usually I stay up all night and smoke weed and drink a beer. And then I wake up and I have coffee and cigarettes. Which makes me gasp. So I start looking for a place where I could do some tooting. Be left alone by my fellow coworkers. And they're like family. Like them, but you see them all the time. So you want them to catch you too. And I gotta deal with these goddamn customers. It's amazing how entitled you fucking awful people are when a manager's involved. People never say this shit to me in the parking lot. As soon as I might lose my job, They got some balls on. This girl, I made her a sandwich. She said it was the worst thing she ever put in her mouth. It looked like she blew a homeless guy to get her outfit. My delicious sandwich is the worst thing going on in your life. Your life's not that bad. I'd be lucky I don't remember what you look like. Smack your bitch ass in the parking lot. So anyway, I get gassy. Safest place to do some tooting is in the chicken room. Right. Ever wonder where chicken shit comes from? It's from the chicken room. I go in there because it stinks. It's cold. Nobody wants to be in there. Safe place to do some tooting. But every time I do that, somebody comes in there and they're like, Ian, what are you doing? And I was like, I'm farting on that lady's chicken. I didn't like the way she talked to me. Can't you smell what I'm doing? Close out on this because I got the light. I went to Roast Battle this week. Clap it up. A lot of Chicago comics are just going to get their first TV appearance from me, so it's a cool ass thing. It's good for the community. I ran into a dude that I have beef with on the internet. Every week I record new comedy, put it out with some music under it, and I call it a mixtape. This dude had the nerve to drop a comedy mixtape. I said, that's cute. I'm going to drop a diss track. Because I thought that shit would be hilarious. And then I had to talk to him face to face. So I was like, it would be rude to not mention it. Hey guy, I'm the dude that dissed you on the internet. And he's like, what the fuck are you talking about? And I was like, the mixtape, volume 4, you know. And he's like, I have no idea what the fuck you're talking about. Apparently you guys don't either. Alright, my name's Ian Ellis. I love you, good night.
Keep it going for Ian Ellis, everybody. I'd just like to put on the record that I did not say most of those things about Ian before the beginning of the show, but I wish that I did, because a lot of those were funnier than the jokes that I actually did write about you for your roast 3 weeks ago. Clear that up for everybody, and please do not beat me up in the parking lot between 10 and 10:15. Please don't.
Okay.
Thank you.
This last one will stick anywhere. God, it's not a fetish, it's still a boob.
Ooh, it's a sad boob, don't
it? Yeah, it's still boobs. People like boobs, not fetish.
Yeah, boobs!
Fetish is something weird. Okay?
I thought that was a little weird to me.
You know what? Whatever. I don't know if you guys can tell, but from the angle I was sitting at, Leroy's little beard thing was kind of like, it's like a little bit of hair that's like loose, and I feel like if you ball that up, it's the exact same size as the bun on the back of your head. You gotta make that into a ball on your chin, please.
Braid it up?
Just make it like, put some butter in it or something. Like, make it into a nice... Just make it match that bone on the back of your head and you'll look like some kind of Kirby. I don't know.
I'm gonna try.
It'll be great. Okay. We're gonna bring up the next comic. Please start clapping for this guy, Ian Ellis. Yeah.
Side boobs are great. You know what I like more than that? The new thing is they leave half their butt out. Have you seen these shorts? They're so short you see side butt. It's delicious, but it can't be too high because that means they have a dirty butt. Guys, I really like Leroy's hair. Okay? I feel like he said it was $45. I think they did a Kickstarter for it. And they only got about halfway. So he's got that much of the Kickstarter going, but he could really use your donation. He still made more money than my roast. Black people were calling him a sellout. They said Leroy got the kind of hair that makes Uncle Tom feel like he gonna have to go back to the field. I know I love Master, but I got too much self-respect for that. He can keep that all day. Guys, I watched a video at work today about what to do if we have an active shooter. You have three options. You can hide, you can run, or you can fight. I had to watch a video for that. Okay, somebody comes down here with a gun and you're completely unprepared. Know that you have options. Then they, at the end of it, they get to the description of a shooter. White male, in his 30s, has emotional problems, dispassionate problems at home. I was like, God damn, are they looking at me? I thought it was hilarious. I told my boss, I was like, man, I fit the description. And he was like, we know. We've been watching you. That's why you're not allowed to close. This isn't the first time I've been mistaken for a shooter. It's at least the third. When I was a kid, they had Columbine, killed all those kids. That happened down the street from me. And then the next summer, I moved to Illinois. So my first day of freshman year, they had an assembly. They're like, hey, everybody. So you heard about the shooting. Please welcome our next student from Colorado, Mr. Ian Ellis. God damn, he looks like a shooter. Fuck you, Illinois people. I really like this room because on this side is all the comics, and on that side is a terrified couple. They're not sure how they're going to get out of here. They're worried they've stumbled upon a fight club. They're trying to figure out who to take down first. Go with Matt Drufke. He raised bees. You have any idea how gangster you have to be to own bees? I'm worried about you stinging me. I'll run your life. Guys, last time I was here, I was talking about Katie. I did a terrible job. I'm bad at giving advice to people. I was like, you should have more self-respect. And then tonight, somebody pointed out to me I have a pocket on my shirt. Like, who the fuck am I to tell somebody else my address? Before I left the house, I was like, hey babe, do I look like a 5-year-old? She was like, no baby, you look like a 6-year-old. I said, good enough, I'm going to comedy. Hope nobody thinks I'm a shooter. I think pretty much my jokes at this point. All right, guys. My name's Ian Ellis. I love you, good night.
Ian's cool. Keep clapping.
Yeah. Yeah, I do.
Bye, Sage. It's true.
Not too long ago, it was me and my boy, we was on the road. We was telling jokes from show to show. People was coming up like, who do you know? I say I don't know anybody, but my crew is YSF in the building. I thought you should know. Yeah, we're the next ones up. What's that mean? We're the champ, Trump. I just want to tell everybody around me, I don't give a fuck about you or your silly dreams. It's only one plan, it's only one thing. In my dreams, in my eyes, you're gonna see. I just want to be on top of the world. Not on top of the world, physically on the world. With it all in my rear view, it's so deep that you gotta see a bird's eye view, nigga. Yeah, I had to think about it, but I'm coming right back. Let me get back to the jokes and the stacks of money that we're gonna get. I'm never choking on the loud smoke. No, I'm just passing like it's a note from a notebook or a joke book, whatever you wanna take it. Look, look, I'm from the city of the Brook, the land of the homeless. Not really. Let me bring it back. The land of the promising, with foes, kings, GDs, everybody, unknowns. You know, smoking that same kush that we got from Sticky Icky. Yeah, he's my man. Icky Icky. Yeah, he's the man. Man, let me just bring it back. I'm not really a rapper, but we just out here blowing trees, and man. Alright, guys, don't drink and drive. Just smoke and fly, baby. Yo, another one.
And another one.
Yeah, something real quick, yeah. Mm.
There are many kings and there are many gods, but there's only one Buddha.
Man, I never thought comedy would work, man, till I believed in it. Wishing upon a star, shooting stars. Yeah, I saw them all the time like they was bullets, passing by cars. But I kept on wishing and dodging the odds, making my dream come to reality. Now I just want people to buy a CD with me and my crew. YSF, 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 YSF. Why so funny? Check us out, E and KB ain't nothing funny. I guess it really is, because if we're comedians, we gotta tell jokes. And our kids, gonna know who we are, because we living. I'm trying to do some big boy type shit with words, but
hey, something to play back, but it's nothing to play with.
Wind
that back.
Wait,
just go ahead and tell him two times.
Yo, man, why is
that? I said it.
Two times. Blah, blah.
Why is that?
I'm on a spaceship, boy.
On a spaceship.
That shit is hilarious when he said it. I like this beat though.
Yeah, buddy.
Who's Bruce?